The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel We once again welcome you in our program The Journey of Ramadan And today inshallah we'll be talking about a beautiful topic unique topic very informative and that is the blessings of Shahada the first statement of faith Kalima Tayyaba Be with us from start till end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, azzawajal, you'll be learning. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're watching, you can make this intention. You'll watch from beginning till end, you'll remember what you learn. Act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Respected viewers, Sahabi Rasul, Hazrat Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that we were present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Hal fikum gharib? Is there any stranger amongst you? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are all Muslims here. There isn't any non-Muslim present. Rasul Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, close the doors. Hence the doors were shut. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, irfa'u aydiyakum wa qulu la ilaha illallah. Raise your hands and say, la ilaha illallah. Sayyidina Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala and says, we raised our hands and started reciting La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah So they started the recitation after making us do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes Malika jannat qasimi ni'mat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the glad tidings and said Abshiru fa inna Allah qad ghafara lakum There's a glad tidings for you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you. After that, alayhi salatu wa taslim added, Alhamdulillah, O Allah, you have sent me after granting this pure kalima and you have ordered me to recite it and you have also promised Jannah in return. No doubt you do not go against your promise.
حسبي ربي جسم کہا فیض کی دریا کو پایا گوھر مقصد ہاتھ آیا لا الہ الا اللہ کھل جائیں در جنت کے دوزخ کی سب آگ مجھے دل سے کوئی بار کہے لا الہ الا اللہ
سبحان اللہ You have to say once with true heart, inshallah, the fire of hell will extinguish and the doors of Jannah will open and this beautiful kalima will take us to Jannah, inshallah, azza wa jal. There are many excellences of kalima tayyaba. This is the most excellent dhikr. But it's also the best wazifa. And the person who enters in the fold of Islam, takes shahada, he recites this. This is the very kalima when a non-believer recites it. He becomes pure from all his previous sins and he becomes deserving of Jannah. It is mentioned in Hilyatul Awliya, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Indeed, I am Allah and there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Hence, do my worship, and amongst you, whoever will testify with his true heart that La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship, right, will testify this statement of faith, he will come in my refuge, and the one will be in my refuge, he got protected from my punishment, said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Main hu banda wo maula kaun hai apna iske siwa main iska hu wo mera jisne banaya aur paala la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah amanna bi rasulillah
Respected viewers, kalima tayyiba, meaning La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. It possesses many names. One of its names is kalima tawheed. Another name is kalima ikhlas. One of its names is kalima ihsan. And one of its names is kalima thabita, meaning something that remains forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Ibrahim,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها.
Surah Ibrahim, verse number 24 and 25. Allah stated an example of the sacred word, i.e. a sacred tree which has firm roots and its branches are in the sky. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says, in this ayah mubarakah, the pure talk which is mentioned is La ilaha illallah. Meaning kalima tayyiba is that pure tree whose roots are penetrated in the heart of a believer. And its branches, meaning good deeds of a believer, they reach to the skies. Other trees, they give fruit twice a year or once a year. But this is that tree which give fruit to its reciter every moment. Subhanallah. And due to the barakah, blessing of kalima tayyiba, the reciter, believer, Muslim gets refreshed every moment. And every moment his iman remains intact. And due to its barakah, a person remains deserving of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran,
لَا يَمْلِكُونَ الشَّفَاعَةَ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّخَذَ عِنَّ الرَّحْمَانِ أَهْدًا.
They have no power of intercession except the one who has made a covenant with the infinitely gracious. In this verse, it is mentioned that no one has the power to do intercession. And on the day of judgment, no one will do intercession. And no one's intercession will be. And then it is said, and yes, there is one who will do shafa'ah. And his shafa'ah will be accepted also. And who is that? That fortunate one is who has made a covenant with the infinitely gracious. Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Sultan al-Mufassirin. He says in this verse, the convent refers to kalima tayyiba, meaning La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, testifying this. It is that worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. We learn that an individual who with true hearts testifies this statement of faith. He bears witness and he has this beautiful iman on this statement of faith in his heart. And he takes this aqeedah, this iman, this belief with him in his grave, qabr. And when he will enter into the grave, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, he will get the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted that individual, that believer, he will do the intercession of other Muslims too. Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala says, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be the fortunate ones will have the share from your intercession on the day of judgment? It was replied, Abu Hurairah, I had this pot. No one other than you would ask this question first from me. Because in terms of listening to hadith, I find you greedy. And then said, O Abu Hurairah, the one who will get my shafa'ah, intercession on the day of judgment, will be that fortunate one who would say with his true heart, La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Pesh haq mujda shafa'at ka sunate jayenge. Aap rote jayenge. Humko hasate jayenge. Haan chalo hasrat zado. Sunte hai wo din aaj hai. Thi khabar jiski ke wo jalwa dikhate jayen. The day of judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will be granted this honor that he will do shafa'ah. And this shafa'at kubra will be only done by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First he will do, and after him, inshallah, other awliyas, pious ones will also be able to grant it the permission to do shafa'ah. Hazrat Uthman bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam said, a person who only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La ilaha illallah, no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Jahannam haram upon him. This is the barakah of La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. How fortunate we are that we are the believers and we are in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The final messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Man mata wa huwa ya'lamu annahu la ilaha illallahu dakhala al-jannah. Meaning, the one who died upon this, that he knew that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, he will enter into Jannah. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, ثمن الجنة لا إله إلا الله. Meaning the price of Jannah is La ilaha illallah. If you want to pay the price of Jannah, this is what you have to say and believe in it. Another narration, Rasulullah Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Mafatihul jannati shahadatu La ilaha illallah. Testifying the statement of La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah, are the keys of Jannah. Meaning there are many maqamat, places and different ranks, darajat of Jannah. And all those ranks, key is La ilaha illallah. Respected viewers, today we learnt about the statement of faith. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we live as believers, bearing witness this statement of faith, testifying that there is none worthy of worship except Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Because success lies in this aqidah, in this belief, tawheed and risalah. When a person who recites this, he will enter into Jannah, inshallah, Jahannam will be made haram upon him. We heard all this. And then we learned that this is one of the best adhkar, dhikr, right? Wazifa. So whenever you remember, okay, whether you are in wudu or you are not, maybe you're walking, you're going to work, you come back from work, you're driving, you are in a bus, you're in a train, you are in a plane, or any time slot which you find free, rather than just wasting that time, why don't you just recite La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And imagine the amount of reward you will receive, the barakah you will receive. When you do the dhikr, you know, your heart will find solace, peace. And this is the reason, alhamdulillah, we have heard the barakat, blessings of kalima tayyiba. Once we have learnt, the second stage is to act upon. So make intention, inshallah, at least 166 times every day. You should recite this, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. So when you reach 263, then you should, at the end, you say it complete, kalima tayyiba. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And inshallah, you will earn immense amount of reward, barakat, blessings. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode with another interesting topic. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.